I've been fortunate over this Christmas and New Year holiday to be able to, well, do not a lot. To properly rest and recuperate and, I would say, hibernate. The idea of just curling up and giving myself chance to assimilate what has been a very intense 2019 and to mentally and emotionally prepare myself for the year ahead. And I can't help thinking that having had the UK election before the holiday has really been really a very good timing, because it's given us all a few days, if not a few weeks, to contemplate what's just happened, to reflect on the result and to respond to it rather than react to it. Because that's what hibernating is about. It's going within, it's ceasing to engage so much physically and instead allowing our mind and our deeper feelings to process, contemplate, cogitate, defrag and see what we feel at a deeper level about what's been happening and how we might engage with what's to come. So there's no doubt that the next, 5 years are going to be something rather unusual, rather different. And as Boris's new government seeks to evolve a Britain outside of the EU, well, what does that mean for us? What does it mean to be a Briton? That's what he's going to be asking, so perhaps we need to be asking the same. And to me, being a Briton is about being wholly human within a global society. So I think these coming few months and years are going to be an ideal time for talking about, reflecting on and engaging with the idea of what it really means to be a human being and what that means in terms of being a Brit, or an Englishman, or a Scotsman, or an Irishman, or a Welshman. And I've always felt that I could be any or all of those things as appropriate, and also be a European, because I sort of live in Europe, and be a deep down, proper human being, a thinking, feeling human being, an engaging human being, where we're building bridges of connection to all parts of the world, not just the EU, where we're engaging with each other, wherever we happen to come from in the world, as someone who is able to think, but also to feel our resonance, what we have in common as human beings. And that's not just where we've come from over recent decades as this common business-led growth at the financial level, but this deeper, what we would call on conscious evolution today, an inner growth, growing as human beings into our true potential as a global species, where we're able to evolve through our differences, where we're able to engage in each moment, whatever that situation recalls for, a genuine empathy and compassion and deep understanding of each other and our needs, whether those needs are emphasised by some mental health issue or some disability or some discrimination or some deeper caring for the earth on which we live. And as we do that over the coming weeks, months and years, maybe we can find a Britain and a world which is about growing into our true cooperative, collaborative potential, where a deeper connection is actually what's more important than all the stuff that has been important over recent decades, like making money, And I think, yeah, to me, that's a lot of what it's about. So instead of living to work and doing whatever as individuals or organisations we felt the need to do just to keep that conventional development going, now we can complement that with a deeper sense of growing as unique personal creatures and as a one species, as a one humanity that cares about our planet, that cares about each other, that recognises that we're all different. So, as 2020 begins, I think we can genuinely look forward to that, and what's happening in the UK is very much part of that process. So, although as I've been hibernating over the Christmas period, I've actually felt quite depressed as I've, got a better, deeper feel for just how disconnected much of humanity has been. I do have hope. I do see that the year to come gives us huge opportunities to actually reflect on and engage with what's really important, both for us as individuals and for us as a species. So, a happy new year.